expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things. It's that simple. You want to declare this over your life. I'm expecting great things. Say, I'm expecting great things. Say, I'm expecting great things. Great things. In my life, hallelujah, you do great things. In my home, yeah, you do great things, yeah, all around, yeah. You do great things. Eyes haven't seen. I choose to believe in great things. Say, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I said, I'm expecting great things, great things. Hallelujah. I say, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things in my life. You do great things in my home. You do great things all around. You do great things. Said eyes haven't seen. I choose to believe in great things. Oh, say that I'm expecting great things. Come on and say that I'm expecting great things. Oh, say I'm expecting great things. Great things. In my life, yes, you do great things, hallelujah, in my home, I know you do great things, holy, hallelujah, all around, hallelujah. Doing great things because I haven't seen. I choose to believe that I haven't seen. I choose to believe. I said I haven't seen. I choose to believe in great things. Great things. Great things. Hallelujah. Great things. Great things. great things. Hallelujah. Eyes haven't seen. We choose to believe in great things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. Oh, oversee how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, oversee how great. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. Oh, we see how great. How great is our God. Hallelujah. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. And he has done great things. He has done great things. Hallelujah. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. You have done great things. Hallelujah. You have done great things. Hallelujah. You have done great things. Bless your holy name. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the bright morning star. And throughout eternity, we're going to praise you. And forevermore we will reign with you. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. You're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity, we're going to praise you, hallelujah, and forevermore, and forevermore, and forevermore, we will reign with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greta, are you there?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Good morning once again to the Holy Spirit and to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us on the Master's Call on today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you. Hallelujah. With bowed hearts and uplifted hands. Hallelujah. Blessing your great and mighty name, for you're truly worthy of the praise. We thank you for your holiness and your righteousness. We thank you, Father, for your sanctification on each and every one of us, from the crown of our head to the soles of our very feet. Father, we give you thanks on today, Father. Your word said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men, Father God, the things that you have prepared for them that love you. Father, we love you today. We stand in unity loving you, and we thank you for first loving us. Father, we thank you for this master call. We thank you for the co-founders, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, Father. Lord, we thank you for everyone that calls in, Father. We thank you, Almighty God, Lord, that your hand, oh, Father God, is upon this call, that your favor is upon this call, God, and it shall reach the masters, and, Father, souls shall be saved because of the master's call. God, we thank you that the anointing, Father God, that removes burdens and destroy every yoke is upon this call in the name of Jesus right now. God, we thank you for artist life, oh, Father. We thank you for its founders, oh, God, and co-founders, God, and, Father, every distributor, every customer, Father, that your favor is upon them, God, and every listener on today, I'm asking, God, that you bless them, God, and give them the desires of their heart as they delight themselves in you, mighty God. And, Father God, we thank you for your speaker on today. Father, the one that's bringing your bread, your word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you anoint them right now, God, and let your glory rest, rule, and abide, hallelujah, within them, God, like never before. We love you today. We thank you today. And, Father, we lift up the psalmist. And, God, as she ushered into your presence, oh, Father, we ask, God, that you fill her cup like never before. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. I pray the heavens down. Sister Minister Keisha, God bless you. And thank you so much for joining us this morning and starting our day off with that powerful, powerful prayer. Well, good morning. Good morning, my Master's Call family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And on behalf of Dr. Nicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, I greet you. And can you believe we will be in our 11th year next month on October 25th? And before I go on, I also want to thank Minister Roslyn. Yes, God is doing great things. So thank you for ushering us in this morning in song and praise. Well, we stand on a scripture verse, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived on this site, as well as the full bios of all the speakers. We have a theme this year, and that is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. And if you listened to the call on yesterday, you heard Dr. Pecola minister on suddenlies. And so if you didn't hear it, you're going to want to go back and hear it because it is prophetic. And if you feel led of the Lord to be part of this blessed ministry, and we always put the invitation out there to you, you know that we are not a private club. We will just welcome you with open arms if God has put on your heart to serve as a greeter, as you heard Minister Keisha so beautifully do, or if he has put on your heart to host. Or perhaps he has even made you a songbird and you want to bring the ministry to administer to us in song. Or perhaps he has put a word on your heart that you would want to share with us, well, you can do all of that. Let us know by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. You also may have a prayer request or a praise report. Now, you know, on Fridays, we stay over just a little bit longer so that we can get your prayer request and your praise report live. However, any other day, know that you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net to submit your prayer request and your praise report. And know that we are praising God along with you as well as praying for you. Now, this company, which was once called Artist International, that was established by the Pierce de Leon family over 30 years ago, is now Artist Life. And to find out more about the company, the opportunities, the products, you can get with the person who told you about this call. Immediately following this call is the Morning Motivational Call. And that's held by a team of great leaders who will give you a lot of information about the benefits of the artist products and the benefit of being an artist distributor. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and it will be hosted by Carol Mosley. That number is 712, Candy Mosley. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And again, today is Presidential Tuesday, hosted by Candy Mosley. There is also a bypass number, and that bypass number, if you can't, and to enable you to get on the call without having to pay, is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Well, so much for the announcements, because I want to give our voice piece all the time necessary to speak this morning. And our minister, excuse me, our messenger this morning is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, who is a baptized, born-again believer. He has been preaching for well over 35 years. He is the assistant minister of the late, he was the first assistant minister of the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. And from what I understand, Pastor Everett is starting a church and a new facility. And so we are certainly praying for that. He has been married to his lovely wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years, and he is committed to God and to his community, and he is the past president of the Lincoln Park Rotary for over 13 years. He loves the Lord. He preaches the word, and he just gives it just like the Lord gives it to him. So now it is with pleasure that I introduce to some and present to others Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am. God bless your heart. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Pastor Everett. God bless you.
Bless your heart. Thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you for such a warm introduction. God has blessed us to see another day. We want to praise God for all of you on this day. Thank you, Minister Rosen, for ushering us in the presence of the Lord and giving honor to Dr. B.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Westbone for this great call that we have. Praise God. And I want to thank God for Minister Keisha for greeting us today. And Minister Will, just keep on doing the great job that you do. Thank God for all of you. Good morning, good morning, good morning to my TMC family. This is a wonderful day, and we want to thank God for this day. Well, let's take a look at Psalm number 118. Psalm number 118 and the 24th verse. Psalm number 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Well, we need a subject. The subject is, what a difference a day makes. what a difference a day makes. Sometimes we look at a day, especially when we come from a weekend, oh, God, another day. This is a Monday. Well, we have to look at this is another day's journey. Amen. And thank God for it. And realizing that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? So just like Minister Rosen said, we ought to be expecting great things this day. So the difference of the day makers, how we look at it, how we see it. And somebody said one about a lemon. If life deals you a lemon, you'd be able to either make lemonade or talk about how bitter it is. So it could make a difference how you perceive certain things in life. I just want to stop by to encourage somebody today that this can be a great day for you if you look at it as a great day, realizing that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. So make the most out of this day. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. But you do have this day. What are you going to accomplish this day? Amen. Praise God. So the psalmist says, I will. You made the declaration. I will. You say, I might read. I guess I can rejoice. I will rejoice. And even collectively after the body of Christ, we're looking at Psalm. The book of Psalm is a hymn book for the children of Israel. So you see here, he said, we will collectively. We will. We all on the same page. We, as I said, teamwork makes the dream work, right? So our whole team should be saying, we will succeed. We will be victorious. We will be overcomers. It's good to have a perspective, amen, that we have in life that we're going to make it. We're going to make it no matter what happens, how I feel, what it looks like. We are going to make it. So we will rejoice. Not going to wait till the battle's over. We're going to rejoice right now. So if someone says, we will rejoice, make it personal. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody said, I'm glad about this. So it's another day's journey, and I'm glad. I'm glad about it. I'm so glad to be here. Praise God. So, amen, stand on the word of God and the promises of God that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, I may have made some blunders in the past, but this is a new day. This is another day. Amen. Praise God. And God has given us another chance to get it right. Amen. To make it right. Praise God. So I just wanted to encourage somebody today. Yes, this is a new day. So what a difference a day make. Well, yesterday may have been a day that I may have sung the blues, but that was yesterday. Amen. This is a new day. I'm going to rejoice, come on somebody, and be glad in it. Paul, in prison, had a nerve. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Praise God. So if he can be in chains and in amen, in prison, and talking about rejoice, and have an attitude of gratitude, amen. It's always, I understand that there's a lot of things going on in the political arena in the world today that's not looking good or what have you. But God is still good. Somebody said all the time, God is good. So we serve a good Father. Praise God. And thank God. Be happy today. Amen. Amen. So rejoice. Amen. This day, I choose to rejoice. A declaration. How do you see this day? It's up to you. Everybody don't have to call you to encourage you. Sometimes we just have to encourage ourselves. Lord, I thank you that I'm overcoming. Lord, I thank you that I'm victorious and in you. No. Paul said, I rejoice in the Lord, not in your circumstances, but beyond what things look like, beyond what things feel like, beyond what's going on around you. Lord, I give you the glory. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. You are awesome, God. Lord, I just want to say thank you. For this is the day you've made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. I can't see it. I believe it's impossible to smile and frown at the same time. Praise God. You have to choose how you're going to amen, feel about this day. How are you going to, amen, make this day count? Amen, amen. No matter what happened yesterday, yesteryear, whatever, this day, Lord, I choose to rejoice and be glad. And you can't pout and smile at the same time. You can't complain and find something good to say at the same time. You have to choose. Are you going to complain or are you going to rejoice? What is your choice for this day? You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Amen. But praise God, this day, I declare it's going to be a great day. I declare I'm going to expect, and I do expect great things this day. Praise God. Amen. Tomorrow, we may not be here tomorrow, but Lord, I'm going to make the most out of this day. You blessed me to be a blessing, so I'm going to make somebody's life better today than it was yesterday. Lord, you blessed me to touch their life, amen, to make an impact on somebody else's life. Lord, give me the power to make that happen on today, God. Amen. This is a special day. This is a day, oh God, that something's going to happen. I experienced something right now in my spirit. Oh God, I thank you for the anointing. Oh God, that's right present with me in this present day, this present moment. And God, I'm going to make something happen through the power that you give me. You gave me power to walk right, power to talk right, power to live right. And Lord, I'm going to live to your glory. I'm going to live to your honor on this day. Oh, hallelujah, glory be to God. This is the day that I will rejoice and be glad. Why? Because you made it possible. Amen. It's in you I live, move, and have my being. Without you, I can't do nothing. I can't tie my shoes. I can't brush my teeth. I can't do nothing, God, without you, God. And I just thank you and praise you for all that you have done, all that you're yet doing in my life today. Praise God. So I don't know how somebody may be depressed and heard about a person that family member committed suicide the other day. And I understand we do have bad days. I get that. But you don't have to stay down. You don't have to, amen, continue to be depressed. God says in his word that he's able to lift you up out of the miry clay. Set your feet on the rock to stay. God is able, amen, to keep you, amen, from falling, to keep you from slipping and sliding, to keep you, oh, amen, on top and not beneath, oh, God. He's able to do it. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So just want to encourage somebody to believe that God still can do that which is impossible for man to do. Yes, we serve a supernatural God, and no matter what things look like, God can still open doors, amen, that have been closed in your face. He has a way, amen, to put things together, work things out for you, according to Romans 8:28. But we know that all things work together to them that love God and call according to his purpose. So we have to say, well, I don't understand how this is going to work out, but God, I know you're going to work it out. It's going to turn out for your good, for my good and for your glory. I don't know how it's going to happen, God, but I put my trust in you. I stand on your word. The word tells me to trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not unto my own understanding, but in all that ways I will acknowledge your God and allow you to direct my path. Sometimes we just have to, amen, just sit back and say, God, I can't see it, but you said to walk by faith, not by sight. I don't feel it. Amen, but it's not about how I feel about it. It's just how I know about it. I know you are a God that's faithful. I know that you are a God that can do great and mighty things. I know, oh God, you are able to do exceeding abundantly more than I can ever ask. According to the power that works within me, God, I thank you for the power. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you that I'm able to do great things, oh God, because the greater one is within me. And I praise God for this day. Come on, somebody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Come on. I will be glad in it. I made a decision a long time ago. Yes, I did. I said I decided to follow Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The world behind me, the cross before me. I made up my mind. No turning back. No turning back. I made up my mind. How about you? Amen. Amen. So I just see this as a day of victory. See this day. This day is a day of overcoming. Amen. This day, great things is going to happen. I expect something's going to happen in this day, today. I expect great things. How about you? The difference of day makers, how you look at it, how you perceive it to be, and putting your faith and trust in God. God, you are able to do all things well. And I just place my whole life, my spirit, my soul, my body, my finances, everything, God, in your hands, God, because you can make a difference. I believe. You say all things are possible for them that believe. So, Lord, oh, God, Lord, have mercy. You are a good God. You have a way of just doing things well, and I trust you. Oh, with my life, I trust you when things don't look like they should be looking in my life, God. But looking through the eyes of faith, everything is going to be all right. Praise God. So I just want to encourage somebody here today, amen, that this is a new day, a new opportunity God has opened up for you today. And just expect great things. Come on, somebody. Amen. Just look forward to something special. Something good is going to happen to me today and for me today. And because something good is going to happen to me, and I'm going to help somebody see good in this life, in their life today, because I showed up. I came across their path. Amen, amen. Because of God blessing me, you're going to be blessed. Come on, somebody. Because you're part of my life, because God is moving in my life, God's going to cause my cup to overflow. And when my cup overflows, something's going to go over on your side and bless you. Come on. Amen. So we believe God today to work a work of miracles in your life. We believe God today, amen, to turn things around on your behalf. Believe God today, amen, that God is going to move like never before. God's going to move like you've never seen it before. God's going to move beyond what things look like today. Today is your day. And I just want to say thank you, God, for another day's journey. So again, I just have to say this is another day's journey. And I'm glad y'all heard that song before. Y'all said you sing that song, amen, before the day is over. And mean it. Amen. Amen. Another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. I'm so glad to be here. Praise God. Praise God. So if you haven't started singing yet today, watch out. I'm declaring today that this is a day that God gonna put a song in your heart. You're going to say, where did this song come from? Amen. God said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Something, amen, is going to happen to you. You say, wow, what in the world is going on? Well, God is going to lift your spirit. He does. Yeah, he specializes in lifting up bowed down heads. Yes, he does. So just allow God to move supernaturally in your spirit today. Let God have his way in your life today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. Yes, we should. We shall rejoice. Amen. And be glad in it. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. The word of God tells us in Proverbs 17:22, it says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. So you, amen, declare, I got it. I have a merry heart. I don't know. I have to wait to say Merry Christmas. I say Merry Tuesday. Come on, somebody. Praise God. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I shall, I will, I can't help myself. I just have to rejoice. God, you just do so, amen, such something special in my life. I just wrapped up, tied up, tangled all up in you, Lord God. And I'm expecting great things. Why? Because this is the day, come on somebody, that the Lord has made. The Lord made it. I can't make a day. You made it possible for me to see this day. You opened my eyes to see another day. So I shall rejoice. I refuse to complain. I refuse to pout all day long, complain all day. I may not feel the best that I like to feel, but Lord God, it's not about how I feel. It's about the fact that I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your promises. Everything is going to be all right. Why? Because this day, you've made and I will, I shall, I just can't help myself. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Willard.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Pastor Everett?
Yes, yes, yes.
What a difference a day makes. What an excellent message this morning. And I'm telling you, every morning I wake up, Pastor Everett, I say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. And thank you so much for that powerful message. I will call you back after our prayer request and our announcements so that you can give us the benediction. Our Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Oh, we just thank you for the beautiful message that Pastor Everett brought us today. What a difference a day makes. And no matter what the day looks like, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it because we know who holds the day. Father, we thank you for Pastor Everett and for his wife, Cheryl, and his sister, Jerry. God, we continue to lift them up. God, we ask that you do the exceedingly abundantly above in his life, Lord, that you order his footsteps, God, that he not grow weary in well-doing with his new congregation, with his new church, God, because you told us that we will receive a harvest of blessings if we don't thank God. So we just ask him not to thank God, but to stay on the track, oh God, that you have for him. God, we lift up Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola Roberts, Lord. Oh, order their footsteps, God. Continue to bless them in the mighty way, oh Lord. Continue to be their strength, oh God. Thank you for getting Dr. Pacola back safely from Dubai, God. Thank you, oh God, that she was able to see, although that's a rich country. We are a rich country. We are rich in you, oh God. Thank you, God. We know what riches are all about, and it doesn't matter about the material things. It's how rich are we in you. So thank you for giving her an opportunity to see that, God, and then to come back and witness about it. Now take care of her entire family. Be with her daughter, Devola, Lord. Continue to bless her, God. Father, and then I lift up Dr. Vanessa and her brothers, Kenny, and her brother, Wendell, and Lynn. And, oh, God, thank you for how could for keeping Mackenzie, God. Thank you, God. Father, we have so many who are on our sick, blessed to be well list. We lift them up before you. We have so many, God, who are experiencing grief, God, because of transitions that were known and unknown, God, but you are the God who comforts, and we lift them up before you. God, we have family members who are going through financial difficulties. You said you would supply all our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father, I lift up this entire Master's Call family, those who are on it now and those who could not be on it. You know each and every need, oh God. And we thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you for blessing us individually and collectively, and for not only hearing our prayers, but for answering them. We give you praise and we call it done this day in Jesus' name. For this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you are certainly going to want to go back and hear this powerful message. And to do so, you go to 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. And today is Presidential Tuesday, and Candy Mosley is the host of the call today. Thank you again, Minister Keisha, for so beautifully bringing us in with the prayer and with greeting, and Minister Roslyn for praise and worship, for letting the Lord use you this morning. Thank you again, Pastor Everett, for your powerful message that you gave to us today, and thank you, our TMC family, for being there with us. May God bless and keep you, and as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that this Willa Peterson certainly loves her some you. Pastor Everett, are you there to give us the benediction?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. The Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance face upon you with divine approval and give you peace, a tranquil heart, and life. God bless and keep each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.